from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Nuclear threats from North Korea. South Korea and the United States have begun their annual joint military exercises in an atmosphere of increased tensions due to North Korea's latest nuclear and ballistic missile tests and a threat from the powerful National Defense Commission of an all-out offensive to counter the annual drill. A North Korean news anchor reports that in response to any attack by U.S. and South Korean forces, the North Korean army and people will not miss the opportunity to realize the greatest desire of the Korean nation through a sacred war of justice for reunification. He says we will launch an all-out offensive to decisively counter the U.S. and its followers' hysteric nuclear war moves. The exercises, known as Key Resolve and Full Eagle, are the largest ever staged, with more than 300,000 South Korean troops and about 17,000 U.S. forces participating. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan, the steadfast partner of the 40th U.S. President Ronald Reagan, died yesterday of congestive heart failure. She was 94 years of age. Rice University presidential scholar Douglas Brinkley tells VOA she was a very popular First Lady.
Although at times controversial in the 80s, and her Just Say No campaign against drugs as First Lady and then as First Lady, she became a leader in the crusade to find cures for Alzheimer's disease. But she's really going to be known as the alter ego of Ronald Reagan.
President Reagan was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 1994, and Mrs. Reagan cared for him at their California home until his death in 2004. The two had been married since 1952. This is VOA News.